Have you ever experienced a learning moment so profound it changed your entire perspective on life? Designing and leading life-changing workshops distills four decades of wisdom from Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, revealing the secrets behind truly transformative learning experiences. At its core lies a powerful insight. Transformation isn't about fixing what's broken, it's about discovering what's already whole. Most of us operate from default stories that create suffering when we identify too strongly with them. True transformation happens not through endless self-improvement driven by self-judgment, but through integration, bringing our fragmented parts into harmony. Consider this. Despite outer success as an educator, Ken Nelson's life collapsed after personal tragedy. Through yoga with his teacher Rakesh, he learned to breathe, relax, feel, watch, and allow, entering meditation in motion by following his inner guide. During a workshop, a casual comment unexpectedly triggered 30-year-old grief over his father's death. In that supportive community, he discovered his calling, helping others create truly transformative experiences. This path involves recognizing our default stories, loosening our grip on them, and expanding our identity beyond habitual interpretations. The foundation lies in self-awareness, monitoring our sensations, emotions, thoughts, and behaviors with non-judgmental attention. When we transform ourselves, the effects ripple outward into everything we do. What distinguishes a truly transformative workshop from one that merely delivers information? Six essential conditions work together synergistically to create profound change. A holistic view honors each person's inherent worth and capacity for change, helping them discover their innate capacities. Intentional community forms around shared purpose with clear agreements. We discover ourselves through relationships. The key to your heart lies in the heart of another. Self-awareness allows participants to recognize obstacles, hidden assumptions, and limiting beliefs through practices like body sensing and breath awareness. An embodied leader shows up wholeheartedly while embracing imperfections with kindness, demonstrating clarity, consistency, and care rather than performing as an expert. Mind-body experiences engage the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit, leveraging neuroplasticity so that what you practice grows stronger. Group wisdom emerges when individuals exchange energy and information in relationship, making wise communities more effective than chasing the expert. Together, these conditions create a container where transformation becomes not just possible, but probable. The heart of effective workshop design follows a three-part structure: setup, safety, build-up, mind-body experience, and payoff, integration. For participants to engage fully, they need to feel safe enough to take risks. This doesn't mean eliminating vulnerability, but rather reducing judgment through clear agreements, invitational language, and allowing diverse responses. Within this safe container, mind-body experiences create opportunities for discovery. These activities engage participants' whole being and leverage neuroplasticity by helping people step beyond limiting stories and practice new ways of being. Integration helps participants remember, make meaning, and generate lasting outcomes. Without it, they may struggle to apply what they've learned. Effective integration can progress from individual reflection to pair sharing to group discussion. This cycle creates a repeating spiral that prepares participants for each subsequent experience in their self-discovery journey. As Rick Hansen notes, the installation phase of learning is the fundamental weakness and opportunity in much coaching, psychotherapy, and mindfulness programs. Your most powerful workshop emerges at the intersection of your topic and your story. Many impactful workshop leaders develop their approaches through personal healing journeys. Moshe Feldenkrai after a knee injury, Byron Katie during her emergence from depression. By connecting your turning points to your teaching, your workshop becomes an authentic expression of lived experience rather than abstract theory. Evaluations show that a leader's personal story often becomes a turning point for participants, empowering them to reclaim their own narratives. The workshop follows a journey metaphor with five stages: creating safety, introducing content, claiming new territory, providing closure, and sustaining momentum afterward. This structure applies to workshops of any length, though more evident in longer programs. In day-long workshops, you might spend the morning building safety and introducing concepts, the afternoon exploring and practicing, and the final hour integrating and closing. Your personal journey provides the authentic foundation, while the five-stage structure offers the container for participants' safe transformation. Presence in workshop leadership isn't about charisma or perfection. It's about connecting to your experience and intuition, allowing natural responses in the moment. When present, your speech, expressions, and movements align authentically. Your inner workshop, your internal experience, influences everything in the room. Skillful self-regulation means witnessing emotions without judgment, allowing feelings to move through you rather than avoiding them. When triggered into reactive patterns, pause, breathe, and deepen helps restore presence. A breath and attention to your body create space to accept the moment and return to center. Communication flows primarily through body language, 55%, and vocalization, 38%, with content at only 7%. An embodied voice becomes authentic and compelling, drawing listeners in through its connection to your physical and emotional core. Without intentional culture setting, groups become dysfunctional as people talk over each other, engage in side conversations, or disrupt timing. When the container isn't firm enough to hold disagreements and strong emotions, participants feel unsafe and act out unhelpfully. Five essential methods create a container supporting emotionally safe and effective interactions. Clear intention serves as a compass with three parts: your intention for life, your sacred duty, for the group, core outcomes, and for yourself, I am present, not perfect. Thoughtful physical environment with clear signage, warm lighting, organized materials, and comfortable temperature demonstrates care and professionalism. Group agreements form the workshop's spine, guidelines participants co-create rather than imposed rules. For shorter workshops, three basics provide structure: I statements, speaking from personal experience, no crosstalk, honoring each voice without interruption, and confidentiality. Conscious dialogue creates healing connections through mindful speech based on nonviolent communication, using observation, feeling, need, request, and gratitude. Ethical leadership requires vigilance around money, sex, and power. Leaders must maintain transparent finances, acknowledge but not act on attraction, and balance their authority with participant empowerment. The neuroplastic revolution has transformed our understanding of how the brain changes through experience. In transformational workshops, leaders guide participants to notice connections between movement, breath, thoughts, and feelings, directing attention inward for embodiment. This activates multiple sensory pathways, creating stronger neural connections and lasting change. Breathing patterns significantly impact mood by directly influencing the autonomic nervous system. Slow breathing enhances resilience by engaging the parasympathetic rest and digest response. Mindfulness practices help participants shift from narrative mode, past regrets and future worries, to experiential mode, present sensations, breaking cycles of anxiety. Creating transformational workshops transforms you as well. Creating safe spaces deepens your capacity for presence and compassion, while your wounds become sources of empathy. These workshops offer spaces where people feel truly seen, accepted, and empowered to discover their wholeness, participating in the timeless tradition of helping others awaken to their essential nature.